up, we are talking about, apparently, attractive-looking people get prime seats in London restaurants. This is claimed by a new British documentary. And is it the same in China, is what I'm wondering. First of all, guys, can your physical appearance determine the seats as we go into restaurants? Do you buy this statement?
I guess so, to a certain extent. I mean, if you're lucky enough to get a window seat, it could be, based on how you look. A new British documentary, Tricks of the Restaurant Trade, found that visually unattractive diners in London restaurants were deliberately seated at the back of the restaurants to keep them out of sight. It is pretty unfortunate. Something I can actually imagine the British doing. And
you can or you can't?
I can. I could see British restaurant owners thinking, yeah, he's a bit ugly, stick him in the back. I can imagine them having that mentality.
And that's not the kind of impression that I got from British people. I thought you guys would be, you know, a little bit more considering for all those people who don't look like Angelina Jolie or
Jo Ho-young.
Oh my. I'm so flattered. I thought I'd be one of those people who's tucked in at the very back of the restaurant.
No. Definitely would be given the prime seats at the window.
Yeah. I think I could.
Well, you'd be at the back.
I
would be tucked away in the corner somewhere in the restaurant.
You'd be next to me, seated right there. And I think I did a superb job in fishing for compliments. And thank you guys for being so cooperative. So, Luoyu, do you think there's a degree of truth in this, that restaurants have this intention to put the pretty people at the window seat?
Well, let me give you some of the insider's comments.
Yep.
According to this critic's Giles Gordon, she's actually from Britain, she said, of course restaurants do this. It's widely recognized in the restaurant industry, and I don't see anything wrong with it. If I had a restaurant, I wouldn't let ugly people through the door, let alone sit them near the toilets, wouldn't you?
No! Sam?
I think it goes a step deeper than people just being ugly or attractive. Are we not allowed to say ugly now?
Well, in He-young's dictionary, the word ugly is being banned.
Okay, attractively impaired.
That's slightly better. Politically correct in my dictionary.
Okay, so back to the Sam's dictionary. So ugly people aren't allowed to sit at the front. I accept that, but I think it goes a bit deeper than that. I think that restaurants are trying to create a general vibe and feel, and they want people that represent who they are. This is actually something I would find more prevalent in the United States as opposed to in the United Kingdom, because He-young, you've been to the U.S., right?
Yes, I've been there.
You've got hipster restaurants there, haven't you?
Yeah, well, that's everywhere, even in Beijing now.
Okay, but just for our listeners that don't know,
yes,
and just because I'm not 100% clear on this, hipsters are people that wear the funny big bobbly hats and the jackets, and they kind of look like they're young and hip and cool, and they're poor because they choose to be. Is that an okay description?
Well, I think hipsters have different fashion sense in different places, but their general attitude is that we're young, we're setting trends, and we follow some, okay, Sam.
No, that's good. I'm listening intently.
Okay.
Okay, that's perfect. So, you've got a lot of hipster restaurants where people want people passing by to know these young hip people are our core clientele, and they're going to sit them at the front to help illustrate that point. The other big example you've got in the United States is you've got the police bars. Now, these are like bars or coffee shops where police mainly go, and the restaurant owners are going to stick the police at the front, obviously, because they want, you know, people to know this is where all the cool cops hang out. And you get a lot of clientele-specific restaurants. And I think it's more about people just being good looking or ugly. I think it's also about what you do as well.
But it'll be very weird. Like, imagine the picture in China, a group of policemen sitting at the window seats in
the
bar.
Why would that be weird? To me, that sounds very normal. But that's only because I watch a lot of American TV where that's commonly represented.
Some people from the bar and doing some investigation.
Okay.
I mean, you've been to the US, right? You know that these cop bars are really, really common.
Yeah, I know what you guys are talking about, and yes, there is a cultural difference, I think. Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out if, you know, people's appearance can be that big of a determining factor in where you're seated in a restaurant or in any of those public and social places. And I found out one thing, that is, I think physical appearance is more of a alarming thing in, let's say, clubs or bars. I think because they want, the bar owner or the club owner wants people to have this impression that we are cool, we have pretty people here, we have young people here, and that kind of thing. But in restaurants, I think, not necessarily if it's in the Chinese setting. I think it's whenever there is a huge queue in front of a restaurant, and that's when you really want to go to that restaurant. And often you see these comparison scenes that next to each other are two restaurants. One is forever empty and the other one has got a massive queue, and people like myself, Chinese minded I suppose, I would never go to the empty one despite the fact that I can have the meal immediately. I always stand, well not always, but stand in the queue of the other one. So I think, you know, appearance of what kind of business or how well this business is doing is important, but how to pick the customers is kind of different according to what kind of public place or social area it is. Do you think?
I agree. The other cultural difference I just wanted to quickly state here is that in the United Kingdom you get a lot of restaurant owners that I imagine also base their customer clientele, who they sit by the window, based on ethnic preferences.
Ethnic?
So, yeah, so think about it.
Oh, how you, pathetic no, no, are you British people?
No, think about it. So say you own a Chinese restaurant, okay?
Right.
You're selling Chinese food, so you know that if someone Chinese walks by, the chances are that they're going to be thinking, well, you know, I eat Chinese food, they sell Chinese food, this seems like a place where I could probably go and find something I like on a menu. But they want, a lot of restaurant owners in the United Kingdom also want the general public to know that everyone can enjoy their food. You have a common practice of restaurant owners only getting ethnic specific clientele, where only Indian people will go to this curry house for curry, or only Chinese people will go to this Chinese restaurant for Chinese food, and it's not, and they're not considered well-rounded enough to attract everyone. So I think for those restaurant owners too, you also get a common scenario here where they're putting, i.e. white people, at the window to say, everyone can come here, everyone can enjoy our food.
Well, if it's a restaurant that is selling food of a particular sort, let's say those Xinjiang restaurants in Beijing that sell these massive lamb, mutton,
shish kebabs,
yes, I would want to go to a restaurant that has more Xinjiang
local cuisine.
Yes, people.
Oh, so you're
in
expecting
there
to see a lot of Uyghur people.
I hope so.
Sitting in the restaurant
because
as well.
That means this restaurant is truly authentic, and that's what I want when it's, you know, a special flavor restaurant as such. And guys, hold your horses, as there's a whole bunch of messages coming in, yay, about this topic about lookism in general, I suppose. There is Han saying, you see if that underage girl... Okay, I think Han, you're really great. You wrote a small essay for me, and I don't think I can read out the whole thing. And he is practically saying that, duh, lookism prevails. And for these restaurants that are doing business, they want to put the pretty people up front. And Xiao Qinzai said that I'm a big fan of this radio program, and I just feel really relaxed and happy when I'm listening to this show with all of my favorite hosts. Okay, so I'm putting that in there as well, you know, out of all those comments. Yes, a bit desperate. And there is Xiao Chong saying that in psychology, there is a term called a halo effect.
Mm.
And if there is good-looking people there, and then it would have this effect to enhance other people's general perception of what this place is like, so it makes sense. And no comments just yet, guys?
But I think, you know, in the future, can the diners treat the, you know, can the owners of the restaurant can treat diners a little bit nicer? Like, can't judge people just by their appearances. I mean, those people will be feeling hurtful if they are refused to get the window seats, even if there are two empty seats there. I mean, you can't just allow me to sit there. What's this?
Yeah, I think that would be a bit hurtful if, at the back of the mind, the customer is getting that idea.
I think that a lot of people here are going to look at this story, and they're going to say, you know what? I can be above this. And I'm actually talking about myself specifically here. I don't consider myself to be a bad-looking guy. I don't want to sound vain by saying that. But at the same time, I don't think I'm one of the ugliest people on the planet. Having said that...
You're good-looking, so
having
don't worry.
Having said that...
Yes.
Despite, you know, all the going to the gym and trying to look after my skin and all that stuff, the point I want to make is I do dress in a very humble manner. You guys see me every day. You can vouch for this. I'm usually in tracksuit bottoms and a very plain T-shirt. And if I went to a restaurant and the owner was like, sorry, you're not smart enough to sit at our window, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. If you know, I like your food, you've got a problem with my clothes, there's a compromise here where I can sit over there and everyone's happy, it's not going to affect my experience. And I think a lot of people are going to be, will have a similar mentality.
Yes, I think, yes, ideally everybody can just ditch the lookism thing. And I think, yeah, there are plenty of counter-arguments there, too, about, you know, different ways how one gets seated or, you know, those kind of things. And I think here is this other interesting WeChat message that please let me indulge in reading it. As Lena says, yes, certainly there is that point that good people putting them as window flowers, that is not a bad idea, but shouldn't you be able to pick your own seat? Is it even going to be the case that the waiter will say, no way, you can't sit here? That doesn't... I think I agree with you, Lena, by the way. And I think it's kind of counterintuitive for... I just don't really think that would happen. I mean, business is most important, right? Unless the restaurant is filled with people, maybe they'll do something so cruel like this. What do you think?
I think, yeah, that's going to be a very far and few between example of that happening, because people want to make money at the end of the day.
But I think, you know, a lot of people tend to be feeling that they are left behind. I mean, be discriminated by those...
It's a bit harsh. Left behind.
Especially when people, you see, not physically challenged, but, for example, if he or she has facial tumors, some symptoms on his or her faces, and is he... or she allowed to be sitting at the window seats? It's my wonder.
If there is...
And I think if she or he is permitted by the restaurants, it's a progress. It's a sign of social progress.
I think also the vibe that this person gives you is quite important. You might not look like, you know, Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, but if a restaurant owner seems a family having fun and they've got a good energy about them, I could imagine that they'd be put near the window.
Okay, and messages are just pouring in. I have to read a couple more. As Avian says, if there's some super pretty people at the window seats, I might feel a little bit unconfident in going in. And especially when I'm with my husband. I wonder which one is affected by it a bit more. And Susie says, if this restaurant is only taking consideration to put pretty people at the window seats, then it's probably not confident with the kind of food it is providing. That is a super good point. And Susie, of course I remember you. You're listening to Roundtable. That's all for today. Have a happy weekend. Bye.